Welcome to Writing and Publishing with Dumbold Bob. Thanks for joining us for this episode. Let's get started. A return to professionalism is the subject of Writing and Publishing with Dumbold Bob on this episode. Before we move into that, however, a quick little announcement. Over the past year around in my backpack, and there are many people that would argue it's been significantly longer than that, things have been inconsistent at best. The reasons why will begin to take the stage in August of 2025. The website, when it began back in 2003, was already a bit outdated, perhaps even a step or two behind the times from day one. That wasn't a bad thing. It was actually kind of intentional. The site was set up to be a text-based website, writing as the focus, material like essays for the content. Over the years since, things have expanded. A lot. Different styles of material. What had been essays, along with some movie reviews and sports, moved on to areas involving travel and interviews. In 2012, Time Just Drifts Away arrived, the first of what is currently 15 published books. Around that time, Backpack Fill was expanding into the published efforts and photo galleries. We saw the neighborhoods grow even more to include a wide range of efforts, eventually adding a monthly newsletter and then into podcasts. We have been working hard to bring what debuted as a bit technologically behind the times website slightly closer to current possibilities. The new site will have the curtains raised very soon. Much of the current content is going to disappear, and some of it will be brought back later, but some of it may be gone for good. Time will tell. For now, August is a month where we're going to be celebrating. As you may know, August 26th is National Buy Bob's Book Day. It's a fun, goofy, silly, don't get too serious, and yet still kind of important offering. And this year, we're celebrating the 14th annual effort. As part of the festivities, the podcasts are joining in. In the month of August 2025, we're going to release 4 new episodes of Writing and Publishing with Dumbold Bob, one per week, beginning on the 8th and continuing to the 29th. Then, on September 5th, a 5th week in a row of new episodes, we'll also be home to a new podcast episode. That one will begin a return to the intended release schedule of a new episode on the 1st and 3rd Friday of each month. For now, a massive thank you to everyone that has been checking out the podcasts. I appreciate it. Tell your friends, get ready for some more. We're just getting started. And now, the unexpected return to the subject of the last episode, professionalism. As we approach the transition that would bring us into talking about the publishing world in specific details, my work with different materials, experiences, and thoughts led me to a conclusion that I needed to tackle 2 more areas, professionalism and writing. Simple, I thought. I'd make 2 episodes, 1 for each, explain how I wanted to express a somewhat offbeat concept for both, let you know we would be returning to each subject later on, and off we'd go. Simple. Or so I thought. I released the first professionalism episode as episode 7, and it wasn't out for a couple of hours before I had emails and messages arriving. Now, in fairness, some thoughts were more or less exactly proving my point. The ideas offered were about money and business expenses and royalty rates and so on, effectively the very aspects of professional and professionalism that I said we weren't going to be looking at. And I do promise plans are in place to come back around to those topics later in this very season of Writing and Publishing. That said, there were some people wondering what I meant with my examples, wondering what I meant about professional approaches. So let's try to clear things up a bit. And that's what we're going to do here in this episode. In one area of all of this is the dollars and cents world of business, the professional area. The area where working on being a writer could be a hobby, or working on being a writer is an occupation. It is, at the very foundation, built on an area where you get paid for your work. And it is one we will definitely be considering later on. The other areas, however, are slightly cloudier, and they deal with your approaches to things. There are basically two branches here off of the same road. First, how you handle yourself externally, the jacket and tie presentation, potentially literally, but definitely figuratively. It is where you recognize that spelling counts. People are making decisions and judgments about you and what you offer up for those people to see, how you interact with them, what you promise and deliver, and more is fair game for them to use in evaluating you. Second, and this is where I was really attempting to shine the light in the last episode, is how you handle your own work, behind closed doors, how you organize yourself, how you keep records, and how you act and react as situations come around. So first up, we're going to hit a new story. Then we'll head back to the three I offered last time and see if we can address some of the thoughts you brought back to me. One of my favorite stories to share, at least now one of my favorite stories to share, is one of the hardest events, one of the worst experiences, one of the absolutely suckiest days I've ever had as a writer. And it's one that I'm going to share a few times as we talk in this and other episodes. I had set up my first book signing in a bookstore. It was a small independent shop. I had dropped off some copies of books about 5 or 6 weeks ahead of the appearance for them to place on their shelves and possibly promote as the day approached. I had reached out to contact them, confirm details, and also ask questions about any special rules or requests or guidelines they had. One of the people at the store was a community events and relations type manager. She was the point person at that shop for setting things up for me and for me to meet that day. Now, I had met her before, when I dropped my books off, talked a bit at that time about the event, and had seen her name included as part of the group for my email exchanges confirming all of those details and addressing any questions. In short, she was in the loop. Day of the event, I showed up, saw her, went over, and said I was here for the book signing. Her response was that there was no signing that day. Now, after looking over a flyer on the counter that clearly had the date, my name, and event time listed, she did get a table set up and the event went on. But I was crushed. The way she and the staff reacted was cold and felt judgmental. I knew that if they weren't aware of the event being on the schedule, there was absolutely no chance they had done any promotional work for me, even so much as to casually say to people that I was going to be there. I felt as if their reaction toward me was simple. Who cares? For this idea, professionalism from the standpoint of atmosphere and behavior, there is a massive idea to understand. You can always control what you promise and deliver, and especially in areas such as how you treat people. And it matters. It so matters, if only because, as you should expect, these folks do talk to each other. If you make an appearance at a library and it goes well, the audience shows up and says glowing things, the staff enjoys working with you, and the event itself is new and original and a success, I will guarantee you that other library directors and event planners will hear about it. They may not reach out to you. It may not translate immediately into additional dates on your calendar. But you will begin to see a reputation developing. Your professionalism, your reliability, your reputation, yeah, it matters. And it can work wonders for you in great times and through rough moments, right from the start. Did I have a crappy first bookstore signing event? Yes, I did. But I never had to go back there once I left. I added the lessons I learned from it to my toolbox, and I did absolutely nothing to give anyone there that day reason to speak poorly of me in the future. In my three stories during the previous episode, I mentioned a couple of things. First was a scoring sheet for a job interview, and the idea was meant to convey that there are things within your control that allow you to separate yourself from other writers and authors. Appearing at a library? Okay. This could include being prepared to donate a book or two to the library, its collection, or staff, at a reading or a signing. Sending thank you emails, letters, and cards to coordinators and staff. Following up with kind words to the library director about people that assisted in the presentation. A lot of writers don't act kindly or follow up with appreciation. Those are free points for you to add up and possibly use to get yourself invited back. And the trick is always getting invited back. Second was a story about making crafts, with the general concept being that the more you do something, the better at it you will become. But from the start, doing things correctly will help you learn the best way to do things rather than hurting yourself with shortcuts that jeopardize quality or resources. You're going to get better at assembling information for media kits, at marketing, at approaching places to try and schedule appearances, at putting together the materials to get your book finalized and ready for publication. But reinforcing shortcuts just because you don't need to worry about them this time and go, go, go only sets things up to be shortchanged the next time. Don't bother to save the name, job title, phone number, or email of the contact at the local paper. Don't record what media outlets you even sent material to. Well, do you think it just might help to have a name the next time you have a project to promote? Do you think it might help to know which outlets were the most receptive to you, the fastest to respond, and what kinds of coverage they did offer to you in your work, or did not? Third was something that played off of the second idea, and that was your record keeping and how you approach information. This time, turning the thought a bit so it's not just what you were doing, but why you are doing it. All of which brings us here. The moment you decided to sell your book. The moment you reached out to try and speak at a library or hold a reading at a bookstore. The moment you stepped away from hobby and into an occupation. That's the moment you needed to consider yourself a professional. And if for no other reason, if you expect people to treat you like a professional, then you need to work and act to those responsibilities. So, there you have it. Professionalism as an atmosphere surrounding your efforts. As a recognition that you expect your work to be valued and respected in ways beyond money. Or, at least in addition to money. If you want others to take you seriously, then you need to take yourself seriously. If you want to be respected for your work, then you need to approach it with a drive for the highest quality you can provide. And if you want to get better, and you want things to feel easier, then you need to appreciate the process, what you can do, what you need help doing, and what you can learn and improve along the way. You need to expect more from yourself. You need to demand more from yourself. There are reasons making any money from writing is so difficult. There are reasons getting published is so difficult. There are reasons why so many view writing and publishing, and more specifically self-publishing, as something anyone can do and slightly less in quality. You need to decide if you're going to be better than that. You need to decide that you have value, that your work has value, and then actually follow through and make sure that it does. That's professionalism. You've been listening to Writing and Publishing with Dumb Old Bob. This podcast is brought to you by Parkside Backpack Productions in partnership with In My Backpack. To learn more about me, this podcast, and my writing, visit the In My Backpack site today at inmybackpack.com. I was assisted in the development of the podcast by Justin Gillen, Jay Gillen, and Karen Chappell. Justin is a phenomenal musician, and he wrote, played, and recorded all of the music we use on our podcasts. Jay is an extremely talented artist that has been delivering great work on projects with me for quite some time. In addition to all of his designs and efforts for Dumb Old Bob, he also created the iconic logo for In My Backpack. Karen is a creative, motivated, thoughtful woman that has been delivering countless exceptional technical results and ideas for our productions and has been a driving force in bringing our podcasts to reality. And while I would love to take all of the credit, the truth is, if you are enjoying the Dumb Old Bob podcasts, the talents and contributions of these three are playing a significant role in us being able to accomplish that. I invite you to send along your questions, suggestions, and comments. We have pages on several social media sites for Dumb Old Bob, and you can also reach us by sending along an email. Thanks for stopping in for this episode, and check in with us again soon. Backpackville, we're all friends here. Until the next time, have a great day.